So I invite you to sit back a little in your chair. And if you can, just tilt your sit bones forward a little bit so that you have more of an opportunity to experience your seat, the connection with what you're sitting on. That's where you have contact. Just allowing that to be somewhat grounding. And then bringing your attention in as you internally sense the pelvic bowl. Bringing your attention to your pelvis and out to the hip sockets. So you're actually sensing your hips, one and then the other, and then in between. And the breath, if you allow it, to gently come all the way down. It can feel like it's filling the pelvic bowl, as if it's a balloon, inflating it slightly so that you have even more of a sense of your pelvic floor and the contact that this part of you has with your seat. It can feel very grounding. And with the in-breath, the balloon of your pelvis fills slightly and pushes down slightly into the chair seat. And with the out-breath, it naturally slightly lifts up. And with that awareness of the pelvic floor, you'll be able to feel the perineum. It's that area right in the center, right at the base of your torso. It's an area in our culture that we avoid discussing or bringing our attention to. Although it's the center of the seat of our being. It's a subtle thing. And the more that you sense this gentle sensation of the pelvis filling with the breath, the more it's liberated, and the more of a sense of alignment and aliveness and vitality is accessible. It can feel like tapping into a subtle but very vibrant source of life energy. And now as you breathe, you may be able to experience a spacious corridor rising up from the perineum. A corridor rising up through the body, all the way to the head. See if you can sense or visualize or imagine a spacious corridor all the way from the perineum, from the very base of your torso, right to the center of your head. So at the base of the very center of that spacious corridor is the perineum. And the top of the corridor, right at the top, you might be able to locate the center of your awareness, right between your eyes and a little back, just in the center of your head. Sometimes it can be seen or sensed as a sphere of light, or as a diamond, or a coloured gem. There's no need to see. You might just start by bringing your attention to that area, and that's enough. Just an awareness of the centre of insight and clarity, gently opening at the back of your forehead. It can feel like a subtle presence, a radiant spirit. Might be a sense of something graceful, or even of grace itself. Just trust whatever experience you have. Just letting it open and allow a soft inner seeing. Might have a colour. Might have a particular kind of light. Or it might simply be clear, transparent. It's from this place of seeing that we can view ourselves with kindness. With the head relaxed and spacious and at ease, filled with clarity. Really allowing a clear mind, as if it's full of clear diamonds. Giving a soft focus, like the kind of peripheral vision that you have on a dark night. That open kind of seeing, with a soft focus, just letting whatever is here be here. It can be a sense of grace descending, something compassionate, caring, something kind that we're being seen by. And with your awareness on that center in your head, see if you can sense a connection with the perineum. See if you can notice these two poles, the pelvic floor and the center of your head. And you might be able to notice that they have a relationship, a magnetism towards each other. Like a kind of longing for each other. It can be a sense that what's needed to be fully alive lies in the other. In order to be fully alive, they need to both be present. Groundedness, the perineum and the awareness right in the centre of the head. And you might notice this magnetism draws them towards each other. And as you give in to this longing, this yielding, this softening, the magnetism of the two poles allows your awareness to start to gradually drop down through the spacious corridor. It's like your awareness is gradually being pulled down into your pelvis very slowly. So first of all, just down through your head. It's like this diamond of clarity, like a small pebble, slowly floating down through water, floating down towards the perineum. Allowing it to descend and through the throat and into the heart. And as this happens in its own time, starting to feel a sense of blessing and cleansing in the heart. And gradually letting this diamond float down through the body. Gradually drawn down, like it's floating down through water towards the perineum. And there may be places where it goes slower, where it seems reluctant to go further. There might be a density or a shadow that slows it down. Just let that happen. It's a gift to take time in that spot. Don't rush it. Spend some time there with that shadow or that density. It's like reclaiming an orphan, a part that longs to be seen, longs to be met, unconditionally loved. Might be a small part that needs including or accepting. A part of you that can be embraced and eventually taken along. Included in the union of the two poles. And as it's included, it will start to dissolve. And then the awareness, like a pebble, can continue its descent down towards the perineum, drifting all the way down. And through the belly. Eventually coming to rest. At a certain point it might feel like you're there, but you're still a centimetre or so away. And then this diamond drops that little bit further. And a little bit further as it rests sweetly on the perineum. As it comes to rest, it's in the realm of your consciousness that doesn't require words. A place that doesn't feel that language is necessary. And the more deeply you rest there, the more deeply you can experience the wholeness of yourself. And the wholeness of the world. A kind of simplicity. And stillness. You might still have a sense of grace. Of blessings. And from here, you might want to imagine that your whole body is made of diamonds. Beautiful, clear, shining diamonds. And take a couple of gentle breaths here. Allowing your diamond consciousness, your diamond guidance to bring you the gift of the day. Any insight, realization, state of being. Stay with it for a few minutes and see what it brings. Just allowing whatever it brings to transform you with its blessing.